Blog Talk Radio.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side. Yeah, so now I
hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and you were listening to our beginning song of Open Arms by Jennifer Grimm, one of our special guests that we've had on, a very excellent singer and very good, positive person from California, who let us recently know that she'll be back and has got some new music coming and going to share that with us. And we are welcoming today those of you who listened in with a lot of wild eagerness energy. We have Patty Negri on today as our guest, and we are welcoming her back to Psychics Gone Wild. We had a very fun time last time, and those of you who know, we won't really be doing much readings with it as much as we'll be doing questions, and it's just preferably, we give it a variety. That's the fun of it. Those of you who know, I'm on Journey into the Light. If you want the free mini readings, as you guys are used to, on Blog Talk Radio, and you can get a hold of me on Wednesdays. I'm doing a free night there, and I do it Wednesday, pretty much the month of June. So get a hold of us there, or get a hold of us on a different date here. We have Casey Kelly will be back with her birth card. She will be helping, and we have always had variety. Well, those of you, I've got quite a few in the room, and I'll be getting with you guys here in a minute. But Patty, how are you doing tonight?
I am great. Thank you, Jethro. It's a beautiful day here in Hollywood.
Thank you, Patty. We know you with your schedule. We're just really glad and grateful that you come back to talk to us. We had a lot of questions after you were on the last show with us, and I just really, you know, I thank you. We got to watch The Great Chefs. One of the episodes that was on, we got to see a clip where you did one of the seances and the food. And my girlfriend's birthday is on Marilyn Monroe's birthday, and we've always we've teased each other, and I tease her about, you know, the being born on a sex kitten's birthday and all the energy, and it was so unique to watch. I was just really impressed with your work. I've got to tell you, doing seances is such an intense field, and it's, I believe, you know, all of us that are psychic, we have different abilities. That's a calling in itself, that watching you on there, I was really impressed, and I thought, you know, I've got to ask Patty, and I was just like, all these things, and we had a lot of people writing in and asking me other questions. And Patty, the thing I wanted to really ask you with it is, I was so impressed that you had quite a few people that were like disbelievers, or they were basically, when that started out, even the chefs that come in were like scared of what you were going to do.
I know.
What I really liked about it, and I saw with your energy, is you're just very positive, as I said the last show. But I'm watching here. Your energy gets real wild, you guys. So you'll notice Psychic Jethro is trying to stay slow, because last time me and Patty were on together, her energy is so positive and strong. But I'm in Florida, she's in California. We're using this radio, and it's just like the energy is going wild. And it's like what I had it happening, and I wanted to talk with Patty about, is how did you react with the ones? I saw that you never literally let physically on the show or react to people who were disbelievers or awkward, and you had in charge of bringing in famous names like Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, and you you pulled it off. I mean, you actually brought in the energies there. We all got to witness that. It was remarkable. I mean, how did you not let the doubt get to you? What kind of protections, or did you use any, do you know what I'm asking, metaphysical
yes,
things
yes,
were
yes.
you using?
I use a whole lot of things. Besides a lot of light and a lot of energy. And I actually did, the people at the table were people I really loved and trusted. Most of the chefs were coming in and were fearful and skeptic and things. And I had no control over that. That's what the show was. It's their show. But I do use actually certain herbs and oils and prayers and chants to soften that doubt. And doubt in itself, if there's a little bit of doubt, I'm okay with that. It's just that heavy block that I'm not going to believe no matter what. That's the hardest thing to get through. I'm sure for you, too, in your readings and things. It's that big, a little, you're not sure is one thing, but that big, I'm not going to believe no matter what I see in front of me. That's the thing that's going to send up a big block. So I really did surround myself with very, really great, open, knowing, trusting people. But what was hard on that one is because it was a shooting schedule. It is a food show where I usually kind of get into a more, almost an altered state, a meditative state. This was Hollywood style. It's cut, here, lighting, okay, move cameras. That was a little bit the hardest thing, and that's the thing I've actually gotten pretty good at and used to the last few years, doing it in the realm of television and film and in the realm of Hollywood. That's probably even harder than the doubters and the disbelievers is working within the paradigm of a soundstage or a film set, whatever it is, if it's at a house or wherever. It's like, okay, don't lose the energy. Don't lose the energy on a cut. They have to change angles on the camera. Okay, and you're sitting here and you've built up the energy and you've brought in the spirits. And it's really hard to, you know, actually call in Marilyn Monroe and go, can you hold on for a moment? They have to cut, save anything. That was the challenge.
I would think, and I was so impressed. And those of you who know, I mean, in red, like in my Living in the Psychic Realm book, I discuss about it. My first dance was pretty scary to me as a younger person. And I've learned that it, as Patty's saying here, I very much agree. It is a lot of energy. It's a lot of force. And it's a definite gift. The teacher friend of mine that was doing it, Abby's friend had brought in, and she was working with the spirits and the guides, impressed me so much as I sat there. You know, I was in about 16, 17, the first one, and I was just like so flabbergasted that, you know, you're sitting there witnessing, feeling those energies. Those of you who know with the gift and see, as we've had a lot of different people on, you know, we'll watch TV, and what I was really impressed, I my hat off to Patty was that, you know, we're seeing her, she's talking to these people, the two chefs are scared a little bit, they're like, oh no, you don't. The one girl flat told you on there, she's like, you know, in my family, this is a no-no, this is something
right.
that... You know, and you were just, you know, you were just so professional, and you could feel and see your energy and your aura was like, you know, just magnified, and you're concentrating. And then what really, I got to laugh, is you brought in those herbs to them. You bring it into the kitchen, and you're like, here's some things that they'll really like. Here's some treats to add to this. It's like, that sounds really spooky. This sounds like, you know, enchanting. And I just was so impressed. I know that, you know, television and the world and, you know, you live in Hollywood, you know that they put out these things. And I was impressed with what you did for us. I thought, you know, Patty, you were professional. You put out the thing. You also really worked on the fact that, a gifted psychic, or you said seven or eight when you first started?
I knew and talked to spirits before that, but my first conscious, I'm going to call in and have to create a space, create a circle, talk to deceased people of my choice. I was seven or eight.
Oh, and I have one of them down here. One of our people were asking about, how do you do psychic defense in your career? That's a good one. How do you use a psychic defense in when you're doing this so that you don't call anything bad in or have to fight with anything bad?
Yeah, and that's one thing I've literally been studying my entire life. I am very well versed in psychic protection in many cosmologies, modes, belief systems. I figured the more you know, the better. And it really all, this is our realm of existence. I believe that we are in charge on this realm. They actually do have to listen to us, unless you're going to get into something really, really dark and scary. And I won't go there. And because I won't go there, that does not come to me. I have never, well, I've had some cranky spirits, some a little dark spirits, but I've never got into the demonic because I won't. And this is our realm of existence. And I think sometimes when people start doing that, it's because they allow it to come in. They become victim to it. They believe that these power, spirits will have power over them, and therefore they give it to them. But I create, when I do my workings, when I do my seances, when I use the Ouija board, which I know a lot of people are afraid of, I cast such a protective circle. I work elementally because that happens to be my path, my cosmology that I work with, but I work with the air and the fire and the water, and I create this whole circle of light, and I am very specific at who I invite in. I only invite spirits of light. I only invite invited spirits. I only allow people, actually with even good messages, not, you know, just some garden variety spirits going by, unless we just want a light show or something funny like that. I want spirits with real messages, not to just mess with our heads or mess with, you know, pretending you're grandma or something, because that can happen too. So I'm very specific at my intent, and that is everything I do is towards that. The herbs I use, the oils I use, the sounds, the chimes, the bells I use. I work with chants. I work with sounds. And all of that is created to really open the porthole very specifically.
You know, and you know, and it's not easy, as you were saying earlier, to be videotaped on it. Well, I know of a lot of people that to do what me and Patty do. I mean, I read for people. Patty's bringing energy. You'll read people in our profession. And honestly, they were discussing it the other night. And it was a funny on the different radio shows here, on the ones with all their personalities and the prima donnas and the energies. And what I was really impressed by, I saw with you, Patty, is, you know, you've had different shows there where you've helped other people do work. You've sat there. You know, you've got a very excellent career on your career in Hollywood. I mean, I was like reading that you were worked with Martin Sheen, Chevy Chase. I'm like, man, and I, you know, as a psychic, I'm so impressed in our area. I'm like, you know, as a person that does the gift and does the ability, you know, as a dancer and your creativity, to be able to sit down and I think put, like you talked about, that there's a lot of things you can't talk about reality TV, but you look at your energy and your field, to me that just seems like another form of creativity. You put something that other people are scary of and leery into another part of a positive creativity, because like you said, you don't let that in. I love that. I wrote that down when you said before, one of Patty's things last time on the show was, you don't just have a 7-Eleven ghost, and I thought that was funny, or 7-Eleven spirits, what you said,
yeah.
Technically. But I love that. It's like, you know, that's a good terminology. That's a Patty McGree statement. You don't let in a 7-Eleven or one. And I love that, because if you listen, you guys can feel the energy here is very positive. She's also got the right, proper response. That, you know, that I asked last time, you know, when we talked about getting ready, and you talked about some candle magic there. And I love that. You know, Patty gave you guys a very good example there. You guys can hear if you listen, and where she said, you know, take the candle, make it flare, see if you can move it this way, move it that way. Automatically, she was letting you know here and now you can start doing it. I think a lot of times that I do agree in what Patty was saying there with, is us psychics and people going into this, we get ourselves in a situation due to different energies and vibes. I'm not above if someone does and it's a little awkward, I will say no. And I've had people go, well, what's with you? But I do agree what she said. If, you know, we don't know, if you go in someone's house, a good example, you're in other company. Well, if someone were to have some things odd there, Patty's adverse in it. For me, as a psychic, I've had headaches, I've had things hit me, and I'm a little chicken, I'll be honest with you guys, that psychic Jethro will go, okay, I'm all about, I can do the future, I can read the energies, I'm really good with the energy, but when you start doing this, sometimes over there, like she said, you'll have different ghosts that are like that. They're different, they're awkward, you know, they have other things, and she's got the experience to do this. And I think that's what you were saying before when I had some people say, well, isn't this something that, you know, you just, you know, like run from it. It's like, no, but be aware, be professional. And, you know, what you're seeing Patty do is she's right away put an attitude to the ghosts and the other spirits, either be good or we're not playing with you. There's no, you know, I'm just here and I'm hanging out, like she said, to take in a 7-Eleven ghost. You know,
the biggest, if there's one word for working with spirits and working with the other side, it's respect. It's respect. When I've got crazy on things going crazy, it's because I've had someone within respect, within the circle that didn't respect. Either didn't respect the power of what we were doing and this vortex we were creating and this veil we were lifting, or did not respect the spirits that came in. And that's when things can get a little woogie. Respect. That's the word to remember. This respect the power, respect the spirits, respect our realm, respect theirs.
makes a lot of sense. And I mean, and like when, you know, Patty was doing the discussion on TV, she explained to the different ones that she was doing the seance, you know, all the way through the whole situation, even the stuff you were doing there. You were pretty much on it. You were working with it, and you didn't even let anyone else in the room unless they were working with it. You said the people there, you loved it. I didn't know that until we just talked, but you could see that you guys, just in energy, what you had a positive union with each other. There was only positive thoughts brought to that table that night, and the proper mentality to bring in the energy for you and the other people so that Marilyn Monroe could come in.
Right.
I mean, you know?
And the other thing that I do is, again, coming from love and coming from light, and I am the eternal optimist. My seances don't get real scary, don't get anything, because I'm coming from life, even bringing for the dead in from life. Even now, the beautiful little chef, Manushka, who was so frightened of me, and she's one of my close friends now. We actually work out together. It's approachable, and it's an open thing, and it's, I try to take some of them, even though I use lots of mysticism and magical things, I try to take the whole scary side and the unattainable out of it. And so it makes people be able to relate more and understand better. And we can all do that.
I love that. We've got a person on the line, Tina from 828. I know that you had called in and you'd asked to hear, and you want to ask Patty a question. What was your question, Tina?
Oh, about people, you know, that have not much knowledge about the Ouija board, when they use it, they bring in bad negativity. What I'm saying is it because they don't have the knowledge of the Ouija board, or they don't know the energy? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think I do.
The
yes.
good energy and the bad energy?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think, again, I'm going to go right back to that word respect. Respect to the Ouija board, though it's in reality, it's cardboard and plastic and, you know, whatever it's made out of, it is a portal. It is a portal because we have chose to make it as such. We have empowered it as a people, as whoever built it for this game years ago. We have empowered it that it's a portal, and our belief system has made it as such. That's all. Otherwise, it's cardboard. But since we have given it this power, you have to respect it. That we play with this thing, and spirits know that they can come in and out. So that's where people get into trouble. One, to respect is my word of the day, they don't know what they're doing, and they're, come in, is there any spirits here? Spirits, come in. Right there, you
yeah.
can open the door to everybody, anything, light, dark, whatever. So even if you weren't well-versed like I am and studied into psychic protection, you have to be very clear in your intent. It's your energy, your intent. That's what's creating it. So if you really call in light spirit, good spirit, spirits themselves with good intent, and really put up your, whatever your form or your belief system, I work with guardians. I work with wards. And within the corners, I'm putting guardians up in my east and in my west and in my... And whatever you, if it's, and if you work with angels, use angels. If you work with saints, use saints. But again, it's like if you're not that you're going into battle, but say if you were going into battle, you're going to go into battle armed and with whatever. You can't just walk into battle in your bikini. So again, battle is battle is probably the. Go on.
Oh, what they really should do is just ask for the ones to come with light.
Yes,
light.
Would be the best first thing. And then really, I would say out loud, in whatever form works for you, create a sacred space within your belief system. I am creating this a sacred portal, a space, to call to the other side and be very, very clear with who can come in and who cannot come in.
I've never used one, but I've heard people use it and they get scared to death of it.
Yeah, I know. And all that fear adds to the negativity and the negativity of what will happen. And also when closing a session, whether it's with or without a Ouija board, a seance or working with the other side, you got to send them back. You got to thank them because they came in. People forget to do that. It's like, okay, we're done. And that's when stuff is going to go home with you. or go home with other people or stay in the space. You got to thank them. And
you're a medium. So why would you use a Ouija board?
Oh, I use a Ouija board because it is such an easy form of communication for everybody at the table. I'll even usually take my hands off it. So I'm a medium, and I'm saying, okay, somebody just came in with a hat, and his name's Bob, and it's somebody's grandfather. I'm doing my medium stuff. But I'm letting them get messages, too, and they'll spell out things. It's just such a concrete, it's like a writing board of any sort. It spells out real words. It spells out, sometimes it's wild. Sometimes it will speak in Hebrew. I don't know Hebrew, and we'll be writing it down. It's like, okay, that was all consonants. That was, okay, we've just said something in Hebrew, which will mean something to one person there. It's just like a confirmation, like when you're getting a psychic reading and the psychic tells you one thing that nobody else could have known, that shows, oh, okay, I'm going to put a little more faith into this person, into the psychic, because they knew something somebody else couldn't have known. It's partly that, and it's partly just a really easy communication, and it's an easy way to teach spirits to work with you. Again, I work with bells and chimes, and by the sound of things, that's how you get spirits to show and talk. And I have new technology, ghost meters and all that kind of stuff as well. So I'm just kind of a mix of old school and new school.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? I know you weren't supposed to do readings, but
sure.
I do have visions, but they've left me. If I went and got a bell, would that
mm-hmm.
open it up now for me because it's gone away? Why does it go away?
It goes away because you've either blocked it some way or you've got something in the way of it. I'm getting it. I get that you got a little overwhelmed by it.
Uh-huh.
Something happened or your visions got so big or so go that you got a little frightened and stepped back.
But now I go to it and I don't get anything. I mean, it'll open, but I'll see like shadows, but nothing else.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm still seeing it. Jethro, you can jump in with you. I'm still seeing that you've put up a block of some sight. It's something that you put on it. And you can certainly get past that. I would put some thought there, not just thought into trying to see it, though I would suggest you do that. Sit down and meditate and create a ritual or take a space or play with candles or incense or oils or whatever works for you to get into that space where you can have vision. Maybe it's with dream work with you. But I would also look at when it shifted and what was going on right then. Because I'm getting a situation, a one thing, whether in the outside life or something within your realm of vision that affected you.
Okay.
And they're telling me that sense, the reason that they've turned down a little bit of that sixth sense and the other energy there is also because they're talking to you in your dream state. They keep seeing that you're like having the dream state a lot more, and that purple's working there, and the angels are saying that it's staying in their dream state. And sometimes we've seen this with sixth sense. They've proven that when things are happening physical, that your body will take that sense. Like when someone gets, you know, they start losing one sense, another one sharpens up. Well, the same case sometimes happens with the sixth sense when you're having things going on. So what they're doing is they're talking to you in dream state, and they're making sure you're taking care of you. They keep showing me that you are physically like your intake. They keep saying that they want you to be taking and working with your help. Make sure you're really doing you're taking care of Tina.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been very ill, and I was going to have a lawsuit. Do you see me going through with it? I mean, I do,
Tina, and I do see you going through. And you know, you've got the guides working with you. That they've got a mission for you here, and you've been through some hard stuff. You're a worker. I can see that the energy. The guides are showing me that physically you put a lot out there. The angels are telling me that they're going through and they're going to work with you, and they're going to be doing it. That's what they were saying earlier with that physical. They also said that you're in for some kind of really new work with that. I'm seeing the angels helping you. I see, like Patty was talking earlier about working with a guide. Get a hold of me on that abundance prayer at that psychicjethro@aol.com. It's abundance, and what it does is positive is it puts in the energy for your healing. and I'll send it to you with Raphael. There's an energy there because I see you're at a point where you've been fighting it. You need some bigger ones to come in now. You need some bigger energies and them to work with you and help you because you're going to get through. But I see that, Tina, you've got like very little help there with family. There's something about the family that are the people you've got there. You're doing a lot of this on your own.
What's that? I don't understand what you mean.
I feel like you're kind of out there. Like what they keep showing me is that you're doing this stuff and you're handling your health and you've got to get some more people to help you a little more. They're telling me that it's okay that to have some other outside things help, and that's what they're telling me. The angels are saying that, and the guides tell me that, Tina, you're going to get through, but we've also got to get some other things to come together. And I would suggest, like when you were talking earlier about the bell for that, they keep showing me different herbs. Now this is where we're going to get really intense. I do a lot of white herbs like lavender. They're showing me lavender would help you. It would help in sleeping. It's a good calming one. They're talking to me about health wise. You're not getting a good night's rest. So your system in the dream state, they're talking with you, but psychically they're keeping you in beta state. That's when you're most psychic, right before you wake up or go to sleep. They said you're not getting a good sleep, so we need to get you to get a good rest with lavender and then really work with some healthy intake. They said the health, and they said you're going to be getting through some of this. You're doing some physical pain too, Tina, I feel.
Yeah.
Do you think
I should go through with that lawsuit?
The lawsuit, I feel, yes, you should. I feel you should always, you know, now I sound like, please don't take this wrong. It's the Libra and me and the Gemini in the air. Anytime that there is something with your equal rights, I believe you should always do it. This is America. I'm also feeling with you, Tina. They're telling me that what the guides are showing me now with you and what I'm seeing with you is I see your future being stressful with some of it. It's not going to be an easy one, but I feel you should go through, Tina. They're saying, the guides are saying that it's going to be a good settlement, and it's some of the stuff that's going to help you later. Your health is not. There's some physical reasons that's going on with you that this lawsuit needs to continue.
Yeah, well, if they made mistakes, and I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it for other people. Like if I had been a child, that would have been awful for that child.
I'm proud of you, Tina. You're a good person, and I'm telling you, do a little bit for the money because smack them in the wallet, and they'll learn for the rest of us people not to do it to someone else. I'm probably more on.
Right. That's how they'll learn lesson.
That's the only reason I'm doing it is I would never want anybody to go through what I went through. Because I was on life support for 6 days and they pulled the plug. And I'm a miracle, they say.
Wow.
But when I was up there, Patty, tell me this. I was blessing everybody. Even while I was on life support, I was blessing. God told me to bless people, and I was putting crosses on my family when they came near me. What does that mean?
I think that that's just one natural way of energy work. When you are putting it out, it's going to come back to you even stronger. So maybe you didn't have the strength for yourself, but just the kind of person you are, you had the strength for others and the hope and belief for others, and that's how the angels and guides worked with you by you being able to bless others is what blessed you since you weren't able to just do it for yourself. You're better at helping others.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they said, I remember that, and I asked my kids, did I put crosses on you? And they said yes, and my granddaughter said, yeah, you wanted a pen. You were going to write on my forehead. But it was like God told me to bless people.
Yes, and that's how God blessed you.
Yeah.
Those
and also to be able to make contact. I'm sorry. Well, is it would also be to make contact back, Patty? Because if she's doing the energy, and I know when I passed and was over there, the symbols, the energy they were doing, she's able now to go back and forth with her family even stronger. I mean, we always do with going back and forth anyway. Wouldn't that be kind of the higher power giving her the energy to bless her family, like you said, Tina, but also to strengthen up so that she could be able to go back and forth? Aren't those things that you use in channeling or as to, you know, to do a seance, do an energy to come back and forth, she would be stronger, blessed with them, making a higher, you know, three energy, right?
Definitely, completely. When more than one are gathered and the energy connected, and like I said, for all that you give, you'll receive greater. And I again, I'm just kidding, that definitely everything you just said, Jethro, and again, I see for you, Tina, that you're, it's easier for you to give than receive. And maybe you need
correct
to learn to receive a little more.
Yes, yes. Okay, Patty, and I thank both of you so very, very much.
Thank you.
And bless you both.
Thank
you,
bless you, Tina. Well, you guys are listening to Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going a little bit of intensity. We've got Patty Negree on, and we're discussing the other side and the afterlife. And we thank you, Tina. You got a lot of energy. You're a very positive person, and we are just enjoying the fact that we're having ourselves a fun weekend. One of the things we had as an email that came in, Patty, was that if did you have any words of wisdom that you've gotten from the other side that you think that would impact the outlook of everyone's life?
Yeah, the biggest message I have gotten, and I think one of my biggest messages to give out, is almost a kind of a lighten up and enjoy it. It's we get so bogged down with life and with reality, even with our spirituality. And what the other side has told, hit me over the head with, and one of the things I preach, so to speak, is step back. Enjoy this. Enjoy the ride. This is it. You know, and lighten up. Lighten up. I mean, yes, we of course have to get serious. Yes, life is serious. But two steps back. Take it two steps back. And that leaves a little more room for joy, a little more room for just that passion of life to come in when it's just a little less heavy.
Very good, excellent. I love that. You guys get that. And one thing we were talking about last time, too, and one thing Patty let us know is that Patty does a lot of charity work. She didn't really bring it up. I kind of brought it up, and I saw different things on there. And then we realized that Patty's out digging a tree here. There's quite a few organizations that Patty's become involved in. And we had a good question that night, and I missed on it, but Little Gypsy had wrote it, and she said, Patty, we know you were married to a drummer, but how did he know you were like this, or has he learned to deal with how you are? And I wanted to ask you. Can we say
that's a good question. Yeah, because, you know, first dates, you can't be like, well, I'm a psychic medium, and I'm a witch, and I talk to dead people. Probably not always a good first date. It's like, okay, it's a whack job. Leave her there. But no, as I am who I am, and you don't shout it on the first date, but though he's not into it like I am, he totally respects what I do. And he likes it. He's like, you know, I'll get little things from him. He's like, well, aren't you going to come do some of that herb burning you do? So he's like, come on, let's go do a ritual together. Or this fairy thing I did recently. We did it together. And then he saw the results, this miraculous results the next day. So he's intrigued by it, even though, you know, he's about as normal a guy as you can get. Regular guy, and he completely supports me. So yes, he does know about it. And I think if you're going to get serious with anybody, they have to know who you are, you know. And if they can't handle them, then you shouldn't be with them for your sake.
I thought my favorite thing, and I've held this memory in my own personal, is I told my relationship, I said, you know, have you ever dated a psychic? And she's like, well, no. And she went on talking. She's like, I never really thought about it. And, you know, I laugh now, but you just give me a good memory because I realize, you know, all the things I could have probably should have said, you know, as we went through and started dating. It was funny because it's like, you know, she's like, well, I can't surprise you. And I'm having, and I realize, you know, there is a whole different world to this. And I love what you said, you know, let people know. I let her know a psychic when she met me, you know, at a place I was reading. And they were all like, everybody's like, what are you doing? And the guides told me to ask her out. And I love the fact that, as you know, this is a different lifestyle. And you've made it a lot. When I first talked to Patty on the phone, she goes, well, you may not have me back. And I'm like, I have things to say. And then I went and I'm like, okay, Patty, the psychic medium. I knew a little bit about the seance, and unfortunately, I wasn't a TV watcher, but I am a best American psychic, and I'd heard a little bit about Patty from some other ones. You know, Patty's very intense. I was just so grateful that she agreed to do the show that last time when everything started spinning, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is energy. And we had a friend, Paul, and a few others that were in the chat room that were laughing because they were like, you couldn't even get in to see what we were doing. We were trying to write, and I go, it was pretty intense. And what I was really impressed about with what Patty said and one of the things she was discussing there with people is pretty much you pretty much knew at the age of 7, and she started her first and tried her first one by herself of doing a seance and knew that this was her path. I mean, pretty much you knew this is what you were, as you were a psychic channeler, correct?
Yep. I knew it right then and there. So that, and again, that was a nice validation for me that and I'm sure everybody with a gift goes through this, like, okay, I'm not that weird. This is just what I am. I'm not crazy. I'm just different. I'm not crazy. I'm just different. So then you learn to use it. And, of course, I had the rebellious years in the middle where you don't want to look at any of it, the teen years. I'm just normal, damn it, no matter what. But, no, it's my path, and I knew it. And I can't get away from it. You know, so even when I tried, it's like, okay, no, give in.
Oh, hey. Did you have any family people that were anybody involved in, let's say, you know, that were into any kind of doing witchcraft, anything that were into, like, the old school, any kind of, you know what I mean, any family that were encouraging you or around you or, you know what I mean?
It's very, very interesting. I think I have psychics in my family. On my grandfather's side, he's Sephardic Turkish, so I think it's that Jewish, Spanish, Gypsy side, the magical background there, though he certainly was not into it. My grandfather's name is Vitaly Negri. He was a very, very famous humanist and psychologist and pop psychologist. He has lots of books, and he was in Hollywood, and he hung out with the intellectuals, the very Freudian. Steve Allen was his best friend. He hung out with Norman Lear and Carl Sagan and Isaac Asimov, and he was the leader of the atheist human church. So I grew up without any religion. To me, God was a dirty word. I didn't know why no one talked about it in my family. My mom had came from your basic Protestant upbringing, you know, Southern. And actually, I think she's got a lot of psychic, as did her mother and her grandmother, but they just kind of accepted it, but they weren't particularly religious. So I think it was by the time I was 13, I'm like, can I go to church? And then I tried every kind of church and temple in the whole world. And they're like, oh, you can do whatever you want to do. And I'm like, oh, yay, I can do whatever. So, you know, Grandpa would see, and he was the only one who was like, oh, you crazy religious people, whatever. If somebody came in with a cross or a Star of David or a pentacle or a pentagram, it's like, oh, you're all crazy. But as I read his writings, it's like, oh, my gosh, he's just using different words. I mean, even the atheists, if you look beyond their words, you get into the life belief system, everything kind of comes down to the same core. They just use science. They just use it's just cracking me up. But I don't know. No one, I didn't have any belief system like, you know, Christian upbringing or something like this is of the devil or this is bad. I had a wonderful supportive family to let me go wherever the winds led me. And I followed the winds everywhere.
I love that. And I think that's the magic of some of this, too, and the fact that, you know, you brought up that last time you were learning some European different type of craft, as they call it, if that's okay, I don't want to offend you, but, you know, witchcraft, but, you know, and craft, and you were learning some months, and I thought that was very positive inclination that she was letting all of us know, too, that she's basically learning each and every day. She's learning and working with this to become a more stronger person, and I think that says a lot when you look at metaphysical, you know, there's all these levels of it, and I think that's the fun thing of it. You magically learn one day to do something, and my teacher had always taught me that the magic was letting yourself be young at heart, and I think, Patty, you're a good example, positive, and always looking to attain more. I want to use, the people are going to take this wrong, more ways to empower yourself. It's a positive, you know, you're learning to help you and others. It's like the gift of learning these things is so that you can help yourself and others.
Exactly, 100%. And, I mean, it's ever-expanding, and it's more toolkits. And then as you develop your own spirituality, it gets deeper and deeper, then your discernment comes in. And it's like, okay, that is true for me. That's not my truth. I can look at it and go, and you start developing your own cosmology, your own belief system coming right from your heart, and that's it. There's your spirituality. You know, you need all these teachers and all these paths along the way. I believe that the farther you get into it, the more is you really find your own path.
I agree very much. And one thing I noticed earlier, you said you tried to get rid of it. I did too, and I went through it. Those of you know, I don't want guys to drive you crazy on my book, but what we had with it is when I went through the psychic part, when my first teacher had passed away, I really felt lost. I was young, really young, and I didn't want to continue with it. So I tried to give a lot of it away. And I like how Patty said, Patty, can you give a little bit of how you tried to kind of, I would say, run from what's already there, but you know what I mean? How you tried to get out, you know, tried to run from being this kind of gift?
Yeah, I just ignored it. And I would literally, it's like, just shut it off, and we certainly can shut it off. You know, I mean, if you work hard enough at shutting it off, it will shut off. I literally, because I used to be out of body so much, I used to wear hats to keep my spirit in my body. Damn it, I'm going to wear a hat. I'm not going to astral travel. I would just shut it off. It's like, and I really went several years, but then that tug, that little heartstring, you know that you're not following your path. You're wearing the wrong outfit today. That's not your outfit. Your outfit is this light being, this psychic medium. So then you go, okay, I'll go back in and change my clothes. And it's, oh, yeah, this feels good. This is what I'm supposed to be wearing. It's like, really, you're in the wrong clothes. And you try hard to make them look good and fit good, but they don't.
I agree, and I know that, you know, with me and my time, I decided I wasn't going to, didn't listen, and the guide warned me about a vehicle, and I ended up in an accident, and everybody's like, you're the psychic that didn't listen, and I don't know, you know, it's like you have this moment where you're like, I'm going to prove to you guide, which I lost, and I realized a really good lesson, too, that they were like, they slowed me back down, they brought me back into this, and at a psychic circle, I went there, and they gave me all the remedies. It was like the lady was just very phenomenal, and pretty much what we're talking here, like she did some seance work, and all of a sudden she's like, blong, 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 and she's telling me, and I'm like, whoa, you know, and I opened back up and said, okay, it's time to get back into the psychic, and I laughed at the friend of mine. They were like, you know, we all knew you were psychic at work, and you know, and it's funny how, like you said, you kind of ignored it, but other people could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
On Journey into the Light, the other night, this girl called, and she told him, she goes, I went to school with you, and you were always, and I go, yeah, I was kind of a hippie in a country town. I was trying to joke it off. She goes, no, you were different even then. And, it, you know, later we were all talking. It's like, you're right. You can't run from it. It finds us.
yep, it does. It does.
We have on the line, Kelly, I know you had some questions for Patty. And, Patty, thank you for letting all of us just question you all over.
I love it. I'm honored to be here. This is fun. You're great. I love your show and your listeners. Thank you for having me on and letting me play with you.
Thank you, Patty.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering, it's like, I mean, I've never attended a séance. It's like, you know, so treat me like I'm in kindergarten. It's like, what exactly do you do? What goes on?
Okay. What I do, I mean, basically what a séance is you're trying to connect the other side to deceased spirits and entities that are on the other side of the veil. There's our world, and then there's their world. Without even getting into how many layers of the other world are there, don't even need to go there. Want to go invite in the other side into our circle, and that's how I do it. Mine are very a little like the Victorian typical around a table. If we have a table, we're going to be around a table. I personally work with a lot of specialty herbs that help bring in the spirits. I work with wormwood, dandelion. Of certain different oils and different things. And I said lots of bells and chimes because I'm very sound. Sound is just one of my things. And and I literally create a sacred space, and we go in and it's respectful. I use my form of doing it is I use elementals. Since I work elementally, I call in the east, which is the air energy, which is our intellect, and then I go in down to the south, which is the fire and the passion, and then I invite in the west, which is the water and our emotion, and then I go up to the north, which is the Mother Earth herself and life itself, and I'm creating where we're bringing in all elements of life, all the directions, all the things that make us us. And like I said, I put guardians and create, you know, things to keep us safe and bring what we do in, and then we invite in the spirits. And we're very specific what we use. I use, like I said, different tools. I will use a Ouija. And if somebody has a problem with a Ouija, I won't use a Ouija. Herbs and oils, and sometimes I just start reading the people. I also really, really like, there's kind of gallery-ish kind of seance where I take everything and I'm seeing what I'm saying, what's going on with or without a Ouija board. And I'm a little bit more working seance. I believe that everybody has some psychic ability. And I try to create a safe place that people, okay, if you are feeling something or hearing something, trust that. It's okay to say it here. And it's amazing. People who have never, ever looked into their psychic ability, they'll say, wow, I'm not sure, but I keep seeing a woman. Her name is Helen, and she's got red hair. And so the person across from them will go, oh, my gosh, that's my deceased grandmother, Helen, and she's... And and it's amazing if you just make it a safe space for everybody, that there's not right or wrong, and just trust that you might be right. It opens up the people's ability that it's really mine. Really, are more working seances. So,
fear.
Yeah, and that's what we do. And then again, we create. We thank the spirits, and we close it.
Cool. What other kind of stuff? I mean, besides seances, is like what types of other stuff do you kind of work out or do? I mean, you know, you do readings, all that kind of stuff.
I do readings all the time. I do readings. I do tarot. I do ritual work. I do spells and rituals because I work with energy. I'm like an energy manipulator of sorts. So if somebody's, you know, from love spells, career spells, health spells. I create custom oils for people because it's all doing things to make it conducive for that to happen. And I work with affirmations, motivation, everything to focus into what the people want and to empowering them. If I'm doing spell work with somebody, I'm doing a potion work, they need to participate with that. They need to be part of it. It's just not, I don't wave my magic wand and go, boom, you're going to find love. No, they have to think and they have to, it's part of a whole building of energy,
creation.
Building of energy. I give people homework. When I do, it's like, okay,
cool.
Now every night you're going to do this. In the morning you're going to journal. We're going to do this candle work throughout. You're going to work with this kind of incense. And they're creating their own magic. They're creating their own spell. I only work in light. I don't do manipulative. If you want a love spell, I'm not going to give you a love spell for you're in love with Bob. No, that's against Bob would have to have his say in that. You could tell
right.
me what Bob's qualities are, and you could fall in love with somebody who has those qualities. But, again, I don't do manipulative work as far as with anybody else.
Right. Do you have a – and I haven't heard – I've been listening along here. It's like, do you have a website? Do you have a phone number? Do you have, you know, a Gmail, email? How do people get a hold of you if they, you know, want you to do some stuff for them?
I have all of the above, and the easiest is pattynegri.com, pattynegri.com. And my phone number is right on there. My email is right on there. It's patty@pattynegri.com. I do in-person work. I do distance work with all everything I mentioned. Except seances. I don't do distance seances.
<Gotta do those.
laughs> I haven't figured out that one. That's a little too scary.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, just PATTINEGRI.com.
Thank you, Patty. And we've got 480. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. Do you have a question for Patty?
Yes. I was wondering, I don't know, is ability to finish other people's sentences a psychic ability?
Sure. I mean, is that what you do? Do you finish people's sentences?
A lot, yes.
A lot?
Yeah.
No, and with any psychic ability, it is something that you have to be able to control, otherwise people can get annoyed. Because it's just like us, Jethro and I don't go around reading people. Well, unless we're like the Long Island medium, that's a whole different thing. That's why she has a reality show. But mm-hmm. I believe that yes, that is because you're sensing or hearing or feeling their thoughts. I mean, unless it's something obvious, you're talking to your mom, and every time she says "Are you?" and you know the last sentence. But if you're finishing, don't you think so, Jethro? That's just a form of the gift.
It is a gift, and I think that it should be worked with because you're picking up the senses. There's like five types of psychic gift, too. There's people who can hear and sense from the outside. There's people who can read your mind. There's people, and you're picking up and doing their sentences. I think you're doing a combination of those two. And You know, I would suggest like that, get with one of us and work with someone and kind of work on that, like Patty was talking about, of your own stuff of the white work, and really do some real strong working, because your guides are letting you finish them and do the energy. You're also with that person in sync. Is it anybody, just anybody that comes along you can read and do that with?
I do that in my whole house. I don't go out, even though I know what other people's going to say. I don't say it to them because usually they start freaking out, like, how do you know what I'm saying? I just do. So I just do it with my mom and my brother and some of my close friends.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Very good. I'm going to have you just, if you do me a favor, just say your first name.
Lacey.
Lacey, great. This is Psychic Jethro and Patty Negri, and we're glad you called in. And Lacey, I really thank you for, you know, and I'm going to quiz you a little bit because you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Now we get to have fun. When you were talking earlier, are you feeling that? I mean, you were talking about people in the family. You seem to also have a gift here with animals. I'm feeling like, I keep feeling this like a bird told me. There's like something going on with you that you're able to sense some of this stuff too, like, me and Patty have been talking about white magic. I keep feeling like you have a gift that when you're out in nature, you just sense things from the animals, like the totem, you know, where that realm, the spiritual realm there.
I guess so. I know. I just know animals love me, and I rescue animals a lot. So I'm one of those people that a cat is hurt or a dog's hurt. I got to take them in. The thing is, I used to be scared of dogs because the dog used to bite me, but now I'm not scared of dogs because I used to have a dog. So I was like,
I feel that. You have a, they talk about Native American guides. I have one named Sheep, and you have a guide that's Native American that's there with you, and it's what helps you with the other animals. They also keep telling me that you have a totem that is very strong, too, and it's like they said that for you to do your ability, set and do some real white magic and white work and some meditation, prayer, whichever way you want to call it, same thing, put it together, sit down, and really feel and know with that, because you're able to have your totem work on the other side there to really help, and you're getting praised over there about all the animals you've helped. I just, my hat goes off to you, Lacey. That's why I saw they started telling me, the guys, that you not only helped animals, but you also have a real, you know, very just positive animal sense, and that's a gift. You know, those of us who know, like a pet psychic, my hat goes off to them. I really love animals. I'm good with them, but it's hard sometimes for me to read animals. I've had people, you know, I had a cat that I always knew what it said, but I could just sense with him, and I was right on with it. But to have and read people's, a lot of animals, it's a little different. I see you really being good in that area, too. They keep telling me that you're not only able to sense with people and finish, but you do real well with sensing with animals, their needs, their cares, and that's a very good ability, too, to look into.
Cool.
And thank you, Lacey. I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. Do you have another question for Patty before we...
No, thank you. I'm good.
Okay.
You're very good.
You're very good. We're glad you called in, Lacey. And welcome to being one of us. You know, isn't it a fun feeling? One thing I love about this, and we've all been discussing on the different shows, is the psychic sense and our different abilities. And one thing Patty brought up earlier, and we both agree on, is that everyone has a psychic ability. And I'm also a very firm believer in that. I know that in my generation and time, I went from having teachers and people who believed that this was a mythical thing. This was a thing that certain people, I had someone tell me the other day, you know, they're like, this happens to people who's passed on the other side. I go, well, I have. They're like, well, this happens to people that fell on their head. It's like, I fell out of a car when I was young. And I went through and I realized, okay, I've got all the credentials. And then they laughed and they're like, but this is something that happens. And it's like, it happens to all people. And really with the psychic sense, it can enhance with it. But I do agree just what Patty said, we're all born with it. So, you know, what fun thing can you listeners do is get out there, get the knowledge. I mean, we used to joke with different friends back home that, you know, they're like, who all is listening? Who's reading this stuff? Well, you guys saw how many people are reading it. I encourage each and every one of you to do something positive. We did last week when we had our shows, like we call somebody up. You know, sit down and think of them real strong and then see if they'll call you. If they don't call you in 10 minutes, call them and you know, they'll be telling you, I was just thinking about you. They'll feel it. And everybody's like, well, that was a little test. Let's do a bigger test this week. Let's sit down with our psychic energy. Let's sit down and really, like Patty was talking about with the candle last week or a couple of weeks ago, let's sit down and really feel it move, feel our energy. Whether you're sitting there looking at something, set it down. I always suggest to start with something that you think in your mind is consciously easy, like a feather or something physical. Set it there, do light work, feel yourself, work with it, feel yourself what you're getting from it. Sense it, know it. You know, a lot of people will tease me. They say, well, why would you do that with a flame of magic? Or why? What you're doing is you're sitting down and sensing. Find an object, sit down, sense around it, feel it. And then, you know, take it one step. This was your object. Of course, you're going to know things there. So you have to do your clearing of your mind. Now do me another favor. After you've done this for like 10 or 20 minutes, do one that everybody loves. We all either have a computer or we have some way of getting a picture. If you don't have a computer, take a magazine. Do it biblically, run through a few pages, open it, look at whatever picture there, and read that person. Just clear your mind, sense around that person. What are you getting? Whatever the picture shows, you know, and I know you're going to find one on the computer of a person, or you're going to find a magazine with somebody's got a person. First one that comes into your vision, just sit down, relax, and do it. And notice as you do this, you're going to feel, you may get color, like we were talking earlier, you may be a person that can sense and see aura. You may get energy around that person, and you emotionally are empathetic, and you're feeling their emotions. You may hear and be clairaudient, and you're going, I'm hearing stuff around this person. Whatever your ability, whichever there, go with that first one, sharpen that, feel that energy, and write them down, take a little notes, do a little fun, and check back. You may be like Patty, who's very gifted. Look at what she said. She sat down, she tried it at 7 years old. She started feeling this, doing it. She was getting energy. She saw light. She saw energy. Right there's her sign. Obviously, we've got an excellent person that's good at seance and a great gifted channeler. And let us know. Write me at psychicjethro@aol.com and say, this is what I got. Go on to Psychic Chat, our room, and write to each other. You know, and what I always did, and this is so those of you who are psychic know, is I always keep extra people. It never hurts you to have extra people who you can write to. Patty joked about, ooh, you may not have me. Well, one thing that's funny is my friends, we cheese each other back and forth. I had a friend who did something. She did do a magic thing, and the big joke was it crashed. But the funny thing was, who's she going to write? She wrote the rest of it. She's like, do not do cinnamon in this and that because it makes for this to happen. You know, Patty laughs. Patty knows.
I'm laughing about cinnamon because cinnamon can be wild.
I'm into this wild. They always said I was the wild one. I guess that's how psychic's gone wild. And Jethro, you know, just I've always been kind of like that personality. I think it's the Scorpio and Gemini, you know, the mixture. And what I really love that, like she said, that could be wild. Patty, as we were talking about different herbs and things, would you suggest some herbs to people who wanted to do some protection, some smudging? What kind of things would you say to would be the basic thing you should have if you're going to be doing psychic work?
There's different, I mean, for protection, to me the best protection is get anything that's Hijon. Hijon oil, you could do herb form, but Hijon is Archangel, it seems to be the most protective thing that you can get, kind of like a cure-all and a safe-all kind of a thing. And from there, God, there's so many. If you knew how many oils and herbs I have. Like you were saying, lavender is a beautiful one because it's a scental joy. If you're working on love, what would you think? Rose. Rose is so powerful anyway. It's the most powerful and sacred and holy of all flowers. So if you're working in love or you just want love in your life, not even saying a love person, but just adding more love to your life, work with rose oil. And again, there's a million books out there that you could say this does that, herbs. There's some great herb books and oil books, but read the books and then set them down and go with your heart. Going, it's saying I should use Plinkle Blink oil, but I'm being really drawn to cinquefoil or to even say catnip or to, so I need some, or get into, because there's just such a plethora of beautiful herbs and oils out there. Work zodiac. You know, if you're doing something zodiac, work zodiacal. You know, working in, okay, I need to bring in some, or elemental, some air energy and some air things. So to give you just certain things, that's really tough. But protection, Hijon, that would be my one. I just used the last of mine. I'm going to go get some tomorrow. That's my habit. I'll just like always have sage for cleansing and clearing. I have a sage in my house for protection. I always have Hijon.
Excellent. I thank you, Patty. We can always go a lot of things, and we always love to have you on. You know you're always welcome back.
I love it.
We love having you on. We do these quick little hour shows, and that's what we love, and you guys obviously love it too. Tell us one more time how to get a hold of you, Patty, if we need to get a hold of you for some assistance.
PattyNegri.com, PattyNegri.com. My email is patty@pattynegri.com, and my phone number, my direct line, is all on the website. I'm very
great
easy to
Chef
get hold of.
Fox News, Fox Channel, and also, you've got an up-and-coming, is there anything you can tell us about some of your plans that you're making? I know you've got something in the bake there a little bit.
I just got the okay, then I could talk about it. I was just this past week, Tuesday, was my appearance on MasterChef. I went on MasterChef doing magical cooking. Like, for those of you who saw the Private Chefs of Beverly Hills, last week I cooked for Gordon Ramsay. And I went in with magical cooking. It was very funny. My airtime was very short and funny. He actually said, "I'm myself." I don't want to say it on air. I'm essing myself, and I'm like, "Me too." so again, I brought in levity and I brought in light, but I also it's about consciousness that everything is something. Everything has a meaning to something. So I explained how I, whilst cooking and stirring clockwise, it's diosol, it's called following the sun, it's putting energy into something, and what basil does and what herbs does and what the lemon brings in a simple dish. So I was just on MasterChef, and that is a huge, that was magic for me. 50,000 people auditioned for the show, 100 made it on, and supposedly the 100 best non-professional chefs in America, and 6 months ago I was going, "I don't boil water." So that is the power of the universe. But
I could tell when I said that last time about your cookbook, and you were kind of like, "Whoa," and I'm like, "I see that. I do see that being," and that's very, I mean, those are things magical. I have people that want books from me on Abby's work, and like you have magical recipes, magical things are just very, you know, I think it's just cool.
Yeah. Well, and I have a really cool show in the works. Actually, it's my own show, and it's called Psychic Intervention, and it's kind of like I'm the super nanny of ghosts. So I can't do a whole lot of talking about it now, but it is with my seances, and it is helping people, going in and helping people. The one we just shot for my sizzle reel is a great, crazy, perfect for television sizzle reel. Actually, my cameraman burst into flames.
Whoa.
It's like, okay, we have an angry spirit here, not demon dice. Like, so I'm really excited about that. So I don't have when it's going to be on yet or air time, but we've just shot, and I'm really thrilled about it. And that's where I can bring in my, you know, it's about consciousness. Again, lightening up and consciousness. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we feel has meaning. And so many people are asleep in life. And my way of doing it, my very light and levity, humorous way of doing it, works in the medium of television and works in reality. So that seems to be my path.
I love that, Patty. And with that, we better lay on note and tell everyone thank you for tuning into Psychics Gone Wild. We're hopefully some of this went out. It looks like they may be having some wild with our electricity again. Surprise.
Oh, no.
Yeah, thank all of you guys that tuned in. And, Patty, you know, we always welcome you back. I'm going to let you guys go. And, you know, tune in tomorrow. We'll be having another day on Psychics Gone Wild, our 2 p.m. time. And I thank you. And, Patty, blessings to you, and have a great day.
Blessings. Thank you, Jethro. Thank you, everybody.